Gulf cartel apologizes for kidnapping, killing U.S. citizens, surrenders five gunmen. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 9, 2023. The Matamoros faction of the Gulf cartel tied up five of their own gunmen Thursday and left them alive near a poster board as an apology for kidnapping and killing U.S. citizens over the past weekend. Authorities located the five gunmen during pre-dawn hours next to a black pickup in Matamoros. In a handwritten poster, the Scorpion cell of the Gulf cartel apologized, claiming the gunmen were not acting on orders or with approval from leadership. The Gulf cartel also apologized for the killing of an innocent bystander during the violent abduction. The move comes after days of immense political and police pressure after four U.S. citizens from South Carolina went missing last week. The gunmen were able to chase the victims in their vehicle, shoot at, and kidnap them without any interference from police or military forces. The media and political pressure after the kidnapping of Latavia Tamagi, Shahid Woodard, Zendel Brown, and Eric James Williams caused a large military and police response. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.